Welcome to episode 1382 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is arrested. The soldiers come to take him. His disciples are terrified. Peter, impulsive and loyal, draws his sword and strikes the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. At that moment, Peter is defending Jesus, doing what seems right, fighting back against those who would harm his master. Peter is using violence to protect someone he loves, but Jesus stops him. Listen to what he says.
Put your sword back in its place, for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
Jesus is saying something radical. He has power. He could defend himself, could make his enemies pay. But he chooses not to. He chooses restraint, chooses to submit to arrest, trial, execution. And in that choice, Jesus redefines what power is. He shows the kingdom of God operates according to a different logic. The logic is not retaliation, not violence. It is restraint, trust, and submission to God's purposes. The Old Testament establishes a law about retaliation.
If there is serious injury, you are to take life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise.
This law is often misunderstood. People think it means you should seek revenge. But actually, this law is about limiting violence. It is saying, you can respond proportionately, but not more. If someone injures you, you can injure them back, but not more severely. In a world of escalating violence, endless feuds, revenge spirals, this law was actually restraint. It said, stop the cycle. Respond proportionately. Do not let violence spiral out of control. But Jesus goes further. He does not just limit retaliation. He forbids it entirely.
You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also.
Jesus is not saying, when someone harms you, harm them back proportionately. He is saying, when someone harms you, do not harm them back at all. Absorb the harm. Do not perpetuate violence. This sounds like weakness. Sounds like allowing yourself to be victimized. Seems like moral failure. But Jesus is revealing something profound. Non-retaliation is not weakness, but strength. The strength to break the cycle of violence. Strength to refuse to become like those who harm you. When someone harms you and you harm them back, you have become what they are. You have perpetuated the cycle. You have proven violence is the way to settle disputes. But when someone harms you and you do not harm them back, you break the cycle. You show there is another way, that you are not enslaved to the need for revenge, that you trust God with justice. Paul writes in Romans 12:19.
Paul, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord.
Paul is saying, justice belongs to God. Vengeance belongs to God. Your job is not to make people pay for what they did to you. Your job is to break the cycle of violence. To trust God will ultimately bring justice. This is radical. This goes against every instinct we have. When someone wrongs us, we want them to suffer. We want them to feel what we felt. We want revenge. But the kingdom of God operates differently. The kingdom says, forgive. Release your need for vengeance. Trust God with justice. Jesus does not promise that nonviolence will be easy, or it will make you safe from harm. In fact, Jesus is willing to die rather than use violence. He submits to arrest, to trial, to execution. He absorbs violence without retaliating. And Jesus calls his followers to do the same in Matthew 10.
I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved.
Following Jesus will be costly. You will face opposition, will be hated. People will betray you. But you are called to remain faithful, called to not retaliate, called to absorb the harm and continue witnessing to the kingdom. This is the cost of discipleship. This is what it means to follow one who was executed rather than use violence to save himself. The foundation of non-retaliation is trust in God's justice. If you believe God will ultimately bring justice, you do not need to do it yourself. You can release your desire for vengeance. You can forgive. But if you do not believe God will bring justice, then you feel compelled to do it yourself. You feel obligated to make people pay, feel driven to retaliate. This is why trust is so important, why faith in God is so important. When you truly believe God is just, that God sees what was done to you, that God will ultimately make things right, you can choose non-retaliation. Jesus trusts this. Even as he is being executed unjustly, he trusts the Father will vindicate him. He trusts God's justice will ultimately prevail. And so Jesus does not call down angels, does not retaliate. Jesus submits, and Jesus is vindicated. The resurrection is God's vindication of the Son. The kingdom of God is God's vindication. What seemed like defeat, Jesus being executed, becomes victory through God's power. The sixth commandment forbids murder. Jesus deepens this. He says, "Do not even retaliate against those who harm you. Do not perpetuate violence. Do not seek revenge." This has profound implications. It means war, where Christians kill others made in the image of God, is a violation of the kingdom ethic. It means capital punishment, where the state kills, is a violation of the kingdom ethic. It means personal violence in response to harm is a violation of the kingdom ethic. This does not mean there is no such thing as justice, or that evil should go unchecked. But it means violence is not the Christian's tool for achieving justice. The Christian's tools are faith, prayer, witness. Indeed, the Christian's tool is suffering, if necessary, rather than inflicting suffering. Early Christians took this seriously. For the first several centuries, Christians largely refused military service. They believed taking up arms was incompatible with following Jesus. But gradually, as Christianity became the religion of empires, the church accommodated itself to violence. The church blessed armies, approved of killing in defense of the faith. The church lost sight of the radical ethic of the kingdom. Jesus is calling us back. He is saying, the kingdom operates differently. The kingdom is built on nonviolence. The kingdom is built on trusting God with justice, not on humans dispensing violence. There is a paradox at the heart of the kingdom of God. The power of the kingdom is not military power, not the power to force others to obey. The power of the kingdom is the power to absorb violence without retaliating. The power to forgive. The power to love enemies. Jesus demonstrates this. He has the power to call down 12 legions of angels. The power to force his way out of arrest, trial, and execution. But Jesus chooses not to use that power. He chooses instead to submit. And in that submission, Jesus conquers. The resurrection is victory. The kingdom is established. This is the logic of the kingdom. This is how power operates in God's economy. Not through force, but through love. Not through violence, but through self-sacrifice. Not through retaliation, but through forgiveness. The sixth commandment forbids murder. Jesus deepens this, calling his followers to refuse retaliation, to break cycles of violence, to trust God with justice. This is the ethic of the kingdom of God. It is radically different from the world's logic. The world says, if someone harms you, harm them back. The kingdom says, forgive. Release your need for vengeance, trust God. The world says, strength is the power to force others to obey. The kingdom says, strength is the power to absorb violence without retaliating. Strength is the power to love enemies. Strength is the power to submit to God's purposes. When we choose nonviolence, we witness to this different kingdom. We show there is another way. We show Jesus is Lord, not violence. We show God can be trusted with justice. Father, help us understand the kingdom ethic of nonviolence. Help us release our desire for revenge. Help us trust you will bring justice. Help us choose non-retaliation, even when it costs us. Help us break cycles of violence by refusing to perpetuate them. Help us love our enemies as Jesus taught. Help us become a people who witness to your kingdom through our refusal to use violence. And help us trust, as Jesus trusted, that your way, the way of love, forgiveness, submission, is ultimately victorious. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.